Hello, I'm Alyssa Long here at the CNN Center in Atlanta with some of the headlines that are now in the news on this Monday. And weekend storms spawned vicious tornadoes across several states. The greatest death toll is in Iowa. At least 6 people are confirmed dead, dozens more injured. And in Minnesota, at least 1 person is dead. That victim was a 2-year-old child. Dozens of homes were destroyed as well. Lakes formed in parts of China by this month's earthquake are threatening to overflow, putting thousands of people in even greater danger. Military engineers are preparing to dynamite one of the so-called quake lakes so it doesn't burst its banks. In Brussels, Belgium, 4 people were hurt when a cargo plane crashed on takeoff and split in two. The injured all crew members were hospitalized after that incident at the airport in Brussels. It is almost quitting time. That's what former President Jimmy Carter is saying about Hillary Clinton and her campaign. Carter told Britain's Sky News that Clinton should get out after the final primaries on June 3rd. He suggested that most superdelegates will speed up their decisions after that, and she probably won't like the outcome. President Carter is a superdelegate, but has not committed to either candidate. Former Republican Congressman Bob Barr of Georgia is the Libertarian Party's presidential nominee. He won the nomination at the party's national convention over the weekend in Denver. Barr is perhaps best known for his role in leading the impeachment effort against President Bill Clinton, something Barr could take votes from Republican John McCain in November. And those are some of the headlines making news at this hour. Do stay with CNN for more on these stories or other news of the day.